Okay, today's Daf Yud Tes. We're on the top line, on second line actually. Tanur Rabbanan, a Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in the Brisa. Kli shenitma me erev yantif, a kli that got tame on erev yantif, ain matbilin oso bein hashmashos. You cannot toivel it on bein hashmashos. You're allowed to toivel it on erev yantif. There's no problem with that. I mean, unless it's a Shabbos, but otherwise, if it's a weekday, but you can't toivel the bein hashmashos. Why not? Explains Rashi. Mibneishu safek laila nimtza matbil biyantif, because maybe it's laila. And if that's the case, you're toiveling it on yantif. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, listen to this. Af b'chol ein matbilin oso. You can't even do it on a weekday. On a weekday, on a Tuesday afternoon, you cannot toivel bein hashmashos. Why? Mibnei shetzarich harif shemesh. It requires harif shemesh. What does that mean? So explains Rashi, the next Rashi, af b'chol. Im anu roen adam hamatbil kli bein hashmashos. If we see somebody toiveling a kli bein hashmashos time, anu tzrichin lahachziro v'limchos biyado. We stop him. Why? B'bnei shetzarech harif shemesh. Because let's say Tuesday night. So if you toivel a keli on Tuesday, it's not roi till Tuesday night. Right? Tuesday night. What if you toivel it at bein hashmashos on Tuesday? Tuesday afternoon, late afternoon. Maybe you toivel it on Wednesday. In which case, you can't use it till Thursday, till Wednesday night. Right? No machlokas. You hear what he's saying? What Shimon Shizuri is saying? If you toivel it on Tuesday night, maybe you toivel it already Tuesday night, which is already Wednesday, then you have to wait till Wednesday night.
See? But
oh, so one second. So why does anyone hold? Why? So therefore, Shimon Shizuri says, forget Yontif, forget Erev Yontif, any night you can't do it. Not that it be Erev Yontif, any night. V'zeh ha-matbil kli ba-layla v'aday daito l'hishtamesh bo miyad. And why are you toivling it now? Why are you running bein hashmashos to toivel it? Because you need to have a party. You need it that night. Lo lahamtin erev shemesh to l'mocho. You're not going to wait till tomorrow night. Otherwise, why are you running now? So therefore, we stop you. That's what Shimon Shizuri says. And if you think about it, he makes a lot of sense. V'tana kama, back to the Gemara. Lo boy erev shemesh? Why would the Tana kama agree with that? Why wouldn't the Tana Kama agree with that? Everyone should agree with that. You can't toivel anything bein hashmashos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Ashka Chasinhu L'Rabbanan Debe Rav. I saw the Rabbanan in the yeshiva, the Yasvi, they were sitting there, the Karmi, and they said, B'machshavto Nikeres Mitoch Maisav Kmiflagi. They're arguing about, can you discern someone's thoughts from their actions? Meaning, Hey Chidon, what's going on here? Kigon Dinakat Mana Biyada. The guy has picked up a kli, virahit, and he's running. Va'azil, bein hashmashos, la'at bule. He's running to the mikvah before they close bein hashmashos, right? So Tanakama, Zmar Savar, the Tanakama holds high the karahit. You know why he's va'azil? You know why he's running? Miyadi yadda the boy hair of Shemesh. He knows you require hair of Shemesh. He's trying to get there before that. He's trying to get there before bein hashmashos. He knows that if it's bein hashmashos, once Shkia comes, He knows. Tuesday afternoon, once Shkia comes, he cannot use it till when. He knows that. But that's why he's running. He's running to beat the gun. Umar Savar and Rav Shimon Shizuri holds. No. Machmas Malachta hu de karot. He's running because he's got a job to do. He's a caterer, whatever it is. And he went that night, he needs that keli. Right? Therefore, says Rav Shimon Shizuri, he has another halacha. That's not why he's running. He's running because he's got a job, right? Therefore, we're chosheish. He's going to use it that night. It's not going to have Harif Shemesh. Therefore, we don't let. That's what they told me. This is what someone's talking here. Rav is talking. The guys in the yeshiva told me that's the pshat. That's what the pshat is. Va'aminu lehu ana. Va'aminu lehu ana. And I told them, no. Machshavto nikeres v'tach ma'asev t'kuli amalopligi. No one argues on that. Everyone agrees that you can tell someone's meisim from their, you can tell someone's actions from their meisim. No. Keep pligi. You can tell their intention from their meisim. Correct. Keep pligi. What's the machlokas about? Kigon, for example, the itmi bepachos mikadosha. What happened was, there was tumah on a different kli, Rashi says. You have two keli. You have this keli number one where you're running. Then you have another keli. And that keli, it got tumah from something less than an adasha, less than the size of a lentil bean. And he came to the Rabbanim to ask them, Pachos mi kadasha itmi o lo? Is there such a thing as Tumah, less than an adasha? So Mar Savar, Reb Shimon holds 1 second. The guy doesn't know Aleph Beis. He doesn't know Pasha, simple Hilchos Tumah. Mid the halo gamir harif shemesh lam nami lo gamir. He doesn't know that simple halacha about that. He doesn't know about harif shemesh either. Therefore, we can't let him do this because he's not going to know the halacha. Umar sabar tanakama holds no. Who the lo gamir? He doesn't know that. Ha harif shemesh gamir. Everyone knows about harif shemesh. Therefore, it's not such a chashash. He knows he can't. He knows if he doesn't make it by shkia, he's stuck. He has to wait till the next night. He knows that. That's okay. He knows that. Just because he doesn't know A doesn't mean he doesn't know B, and therefore it's okay. Now on erev yontif, that's taka problem because it could be it was on yontif. Then the Mishnah said umat bilin migav legav. The Mishnah said you can tarvel from purpose to purpose. What does that mean? Let's say I tarvel it for purpose A, and then you know what? I don't need it for that. I'll use it for something else. That's a tarvel it again. Oh, then we said mechabura lechabura, from group to group. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. Tanur Rabbanan, ketad migav legav. What does it mean from purpose to purpose? Harotze lasos gito al gav kado, vikado al gav gito ose. Let's say somebody originally tarvels the kli, right, for his gas. What's a gas? A gas? It's a wine press, right? Then he changes it to use something for his shoulder. Or the other way around. Right? Is that okay? You have to title it again? Yeah, no. So I should title it again. Or, Ketzad mechabura lechabura. Hayal b'chabura zu. Originally he was invited to this chabura. Right? And so he titled his kalim for the chabura. V'rot alecho b'chabura acheres. Now they switch to another chabura. And he switches when he's motor to switch. Right? He switches from... Exactly the point. The harshus biyado, that's okay. I have to tovel them again. Oh, I tovel them for those neighbors. Now I'm eating the seder with those neighbors. I have to tovel Kalim again? No. Because maybe that's what he's saying. It's not such an unbelievable havamina. It's a small havamina. The Mishnah's saying you don't have to have it like that.
Was he trying to pull out that I found what the Danish brush is one day to the other day?
Yeah. No. That when you tovel something, you don't have to tovel it for a specific purpose. I tovel it in general. I want it to be tahar. I want it to be with those neighbors. Now those neighbors, they uninvited me, whatever it is.
We'll agree with that. Nobody cares about that.
Right, so maybe we thought there was such a havamina. Maybe we thought that. I don't know why we would think that.
I'm trying to figure out where he's comparing it to.
Right. We might find that in other areas of Hilchas Tumah, that you have to tovel it for specific reasons.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Gemara is not easy now. Ready? Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says like this. Now you should know that every yontif, there are 3 karbanos that you have to bring. Every Jew has to bring 3 karbanos. Besides the karban Pesach, there are 3 karbanos. What are they? They are a olas re'iyah, which does not get eaten. It's just for Hashem. A Shalmei Chagiga, which does get eaten because it's a Shlomim. And a Shalmei Simcha, which is also more another Shlomim. Okay? Those are 3. Says the Mishnah like this. Beishamei Omrim. Mevi'in Shlomim. You could bring a Shlomim on Yontif. V'yein Somchin Aleha. But there is no Smicha. Says Rashi. Ein Somchin Aleha. Shehasmicha Asura Mishum Shavot. It's a derabanan. What's the derabanan? Shebekal kocho hayesomech. You would do smicha with all your might. V'havelehem mishtameish b'balichayim. And if that's the case, you're using a balchay. V'tanan ain roch v'nagavi behema. You're not allowed to ride an animal. So you can't use any. You can't use an animal for any purpose. You can't touch an animal for any purpose. Okay? That's not touching an animal. It's using an animal. Okay? Says the Mishnah continuing. Avolo olos. But Beishamai holds, you can't bring an ol at all. You can't bring the olas re'iyah at all. Why not? Next Rashi. Ein mevi'in olos. There's no olos that are brought chutz except for tamidin u'misafin. Shehen karban sibor. Uzman kavua. They're a karban sibor. And there's every day, right? Avolo olas yachid lo yavi. An Alas Yachid you cannot bring. Why? Lefi she'ein bo achilas hedyot. No one's eating it. Right? No one's eating it. Who's eating it Ola? Nobody. Ukiv, and it says, Yaseh lochem, you only can do things for you. You can be mevad, you can be mechal yontiv, not mechal yontiv, you can do melachas on yontiv for you. Lo legvoa, not for Hashem. Right?
Isn't there a bit of skins in the Ola that's for the person?
What?
Doesn't somebody get the skins? That's totally for Hashem.
But the malachas are for Hashem. The malachas. So remember, we had a concept that it's not right that you have sitting with like a big king and Hashem is empty. Remember we had that idea. So Bashar doesn't hold from that. We're gonna get to it now. Ubeitelo omrim mevi'in shlamim v'olos. You can bring a shlamim. You can also bring an ol on yontif v'samchin aleihem and you do smicha as well on yontif. Okay. Amar Ula. Ula says like this. Machlokes b'shalmei chagiga lismoch. The machlokes is, do you do smicha on a chagiga? On a shalmei chagiga? V'olos ri'iya likarev. And a olas ri'iya, do you bring it at all? That's what they're arguing about. Those two issues. Right? D'beishamei savri v'chagosem oso chag l'ashem. Right? It says you should bring a chagiga in. Olas ri'iya lo. No, there's no olas ri'iya on brought on yontif. Ubetil al savri, lashem, kol de lashem. Whatever's for Hashem, it's all good. Aval, but nedarim unedavos, stam voluntary offerings. Right, I got a promotion and I decided I'm going to bring a shlamim to Hashem. That divrei hakol ain't craven beyontif. Nobody holds to bring that in. Not betil, not beishamai. Right? The only time Beit Hillel allows it, according to Ula, this is going to be a three-way, a four-way machlokas. According to Ula, the only thing Beit Hillel allows, Mishnah doesn't allow anything. The only thing Beit Hillel allows is an Ola that is for Ola's Be'iyah. But if you have an Adava or an Eder that you promised, that's not count. You can't bring that on Yantif. The Chay number of Adabar Ava, Nedarim or Nedavos ain't craven beyantif. Cannot be brought on yontif. Says Rashi, the Rashi of Alval Nadar Munadavos, Hoil, the Ein Smanim Hayom Klal. The time is not now at all. Why are you bringing it now? You happen to be in Yerushalayim. What kind of answer is that? Dibri HaKol, Ein Craven. Everybody holds he can't bring it. Bafilu Shlamim, a Shlamim not, V'kol Shkein Olos. Olos for sure not. For sure not you can't bring Olos. The Yachol Lahavi Lachazman. You can bring them anytime you want. Anytime, right? V'af al gav the chagiga v'ri'iya yesh lehen tashlumin kol shiva. Yeah, we can say the same thing about the shlam and the ri'iya. If I don't bring it today, I can bring it tomorrow. You can have 7 days. By the way, even on Shavuos you have 7 days. That's why we don't say tachlum for 7 days after Shavuos. Because even only one day yontif, the idea of bringing these karbanos go on for 7 days. Right? Says Rashi, Sharuba. Right? It's allowed. Shem Ya'anes. Maybe some ones happened. You couldn't bring it the first day. V'lo Yikvana B'shar HaYamim. Right? Utna, but we learned. Avar HaRegel V'lo Chag. En Rechayah B'rach V'yaso. But if you didn't bring one, you don't owe it. You have a 7-day window to bring it. And if you didn't bring it for whatever reason, okay, so maybe you're about to have a mitzvah. You don't owe it to the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you see? I'm allowed to bring it now. V'hachim v'farish b'raita l'kamon mishum d'hai lo mishum hai taima sharula. Right? Why it's okay. So what do you see from here? According to Ula, Nedarim and Nedavos cannot be brought on Yontif. Nobody holds. Even Beis Hillel doesn't hold that. So far so good? Meisvei. What are you talking about? Akasha. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who's a Tana. Right? He's a Tana. Said, Lo nechleku beishamai ubeis hillel. What are beishamai and beis hillel arguing about? Ula the Amora said, they're not arguing on the Dovim and the Dovas. Right? However, this Tana says that beishamai and beis hillel are only arguing about al ola, she'ena shal yantif, in ola that has nothing to do with yantif, she'ena craven beyantif, v'al shlamim, she'en shal yantif, she'craven beyantif. That they'll both agree on. Alman Nechleku, what are they arguing about? Al ola shehi shal yontif, in ola that is regarding yontif, al shlamim she'enon shal yontif, or shlamim that's not connected to yontif. What is that? A nadar and a davos. Shebei shamay omrim lo yavi, ubeis hilol yomrim yavi. According to Rav Shur ben Elazar, a shlamim of a neder and a nadava can be brought on yontif according to Beis Hillel. Like it's not what Ula said. Right? Now, Rav Shur ben Elazar did say that Hillel, Beis Hillel agree they cannot bring an Ola. An Ola's Nadava. That they agree. But what about Shlomim? Ula said no way. And Rav Shur ben Elazar says yes way. How could Ula argue on a Tana? Right? So, two answers to this question. Change what he said. Taritz ve'emahachi. Change what he said. What did he say? Amar Rav Shur ben Elazar, lo nechleku beishamet ubeis hillel al ola ushlamim. Change it to say ola ushlamim. She'enon shal yantif, she'en kreifim beyantif. Right now, what is that? They're not agreeing, they're not arguing on that. Al shlamim, she'en shal yantif, v'al shlamim, she'en shal kreifim beyantif. And if it's a shlamim for yantif, like a chagiga, it's okay. Aman nechleku. What are they arguing about? Al ola shehishal yantif. Only the ola sriya. Shebeishami omrim lo yavi. Ubeitilo omrim yavi. That's one way to get out of the answer. Just change what he said. Rabbi Yosef Omar. Rabbi Yosef gives another answer. His answer is what? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the only Tana in the world. There's no one else for Ula to hold like. Tanoi shal kalta me alma. All the Tanoim left the world. Well, it says Rashi in the second to bottom line. Kilo mishkachas tana da amar ka'ula? You can't find one tana that holds like ula? The tema ula ki hahi svirale? That ula can hold like? You have to change the brisa that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said in order to make ula make sense? But you can't find someone else? I'm gonna find you now three-way machlokas about this issue. I know. Maybe because there was such a common brisa here that there's a three-way machlokas about it. Tanoihi! It's a fair machlokas tanoim. Ditanya, because we learned that a brisa. Shlomim habaim machmas yontif. If a shlomim comes because of yontif, like what? Like a chagiga. Right? Beishamai. Beishame omrim somech alehen me erev yantif. Shechted on erev, do smicha erev yantif. Beshochtem be yantif. Beishame agreed in our Mishnah that you can shecht it on yantif. Ubeis hil omrim somech alehen be yantif. You can even do smicha on yantif. Beshochatan be yantif. And shecht it on yantif. Avol nadarim v'nadavos. Divri hakol ein kraven be yantif. Right? There you go. There's a bright that says exactly what Ula said. Exactly. Right? Vahani tanoi, kihani tanoi. And not only that, there's another brisa that says it like this. Ditanya, there's another brisa. Right? Shita number one. This is going to have at least three opinions. Shita number one. Ein mevi'in toda b'chag hamatzos. You cannot bring a toda on Pesach. Why not? Because it has chametz in it. Mipnei chametz shaba. V'lo ba'atzeres. You can't bring it on Shavuos, b'bnei shehu yantif. Because you can't bring it on yantif. Why can't you bring it on yantif? Because it's a nedava. So why? Now, Rashi points out, you could have said you can't bring it on Pesach also because it's a yantif. Right. But you have chalamoid. So you can bring it on chalamoid, right? Avol mevi adam todaso dechag hasukkis. But you can bring it on sukkis. When? On chalamoid. Right? There's no reason why you can't bring it on chalamoid sukkis. You can't bring it on Pesach, it's Chametz. You can't bring it on Shavu, you can't bring it on Yontif. You can't bring Pesach, Sukkot, why not Chalamoid? Why not Chalamoid? That's opinion number one. That's the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says like this, Harehu Omer, it says, B'chag HaMatzos, U'B'chag HaShavuos, U'B'chag HaSukkos. Right? Kol Sheba B'chag HaMatzos, whatever you can bring on, they're connected. So whatever you can bring on Pesach, Ba b'chag haShavuos. You can bring on Shavuos. U'b'chag haSukkos. And on Sukkos too. V'chal shalo ba b'chag haMatzos. If it can't be brought on Pesach. Eino ba b'chag haShavuos. U'b'chag haSukkos. So according to Reb Shimon, can you bring a toda on Sukkos? No. Chalamoid Sukkos? No. Why not? Because you can't bring it on Pesach. Why not? Because there's chametz in it. That's opinion number two. Now, would you be able to bring a neder or a nedava on Yom Tov according to Reb Shimon? We don't really know. Right? What if Stam, when someone gets a promotion, he wants to bring... We don't know what he would say.
We always thought
that they did, don't you remember? What? We always thought they did. On Yom Tov or just on Chol Hamoed? On Yom Tov, right. Now, the Reb Elazar... By the way, the first opinion said, for sure not.
So can we say that the only reason you can't bring it is because it's chametz, so you can't bring any yontif?
Right, because they're all connected.
They're all connected.
The yontifs are all the same. They have to be...
So the chametz connected because one yontif you can't bring the chametz.
So the every yontif you can't bring it. Why not? So the first opinion said you can't bring it because it's yontif. You can't bring it on yontif.
Right.
You can't... Pesach is a yontif. Shavuot. Sukkot is also not. The chalamot you can bring it. Right? Chalamot you can bring it.
Yeah, but what's intriguing is that because of one of the ingredients, you can't bring it on it. See, I understand that if it's yontif, you can't bring it, period. This yontif, yontif, that yontif, makes no difference. But if it's because of an ingredient that on one yontif, particularly yontif...
So that's exactly his point. That's exactly his point, that the three yomim tovim have the hekesh, they're all the same pasuk together, they're all connected. There's nothing that one yontif has over the other one. So don't tell me sukkot yeah and Pesach not. Can't be.
Except that we started with the matzah.
That's a different opinion. That's a Tanakhama.
It's still the same problem.
What do you mean? No, he doesn't hold from that issue.
Huh?
Tanakhama says you could...
How do you get out of that?
No, you can't... Tanakhama says you can't bring it on yonder.
Correct.
What about Chol Hamoed Sukkot? Yes.
Except?
You can bring it on Chol Hamoed, why not? Now, you would be able to bring it on Chol Hamoed Pesach, but you can't because it has chametz in it.
Shavuot
is no Chol Hamoed, you can't bring it on yonder. You can't bring it on... He holds you can't bring it on yonder. The second opinion of Shimon doesn't say anything about Yontif.
Right.
He just says they're all connected. So if you can't bring it on Pesach, I don't care. You can't bring it any other Yontif. What would he hold about bringing in a Darim and a Davis and Yontif? We don't know.
Obviously.
Now, third opinion, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Todazah Bechaga Sukkos. You can bring it on Sukkos. V'yotzeboy de chavasa mishum simcha. And not only that, you makayim your mitzvah simcha. But v'ein yotzebo mishum chagiga. But you can't be a chagiga. Why not? By the way, when he says you can bring it on Sukkot, does he mean Chol Hamoed? Or does he mean yontif? Says Rashi, l'kam mefarsha, feel be yontif, even on yontif. Now, what's this over here about? So what's shalmei simcha? Shalmei simcha is just extra things. Chagiga is also a chiyuv. So you can't, there's an old rule, you can't bring a chiyuv with a different chiyuv. So once you have to bring a carbon toda, once you promise to bring a carbon toda, you can't kill two birds at one stone. Ooh, I'm going to make that my chagiga too. You can't do that. So therefore, it doesn't count for your chagiga. But now we're going to explain all three.
So how does it work for the
Shalmei Simcha? Because Shalmei Simcha is a lesser chiyuv. It's only if you want to. All right, the toda can count for that. We're going to go through the Rashi. Rashi says, Af al pi shemechuyav betoda zu v'omei. Even though you have to bring this toda because you promised.
We should be a mashbon.
V'yotze bo mishum shalmei simcha. D'tani v'mesekas chagiga v'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol mine simchas shal basar l'simcha. Right? So it could be anything you want. Midolo, kasa, v'abesa, shlomim, v'achalta sham v'samachta. It doesn't say it like such a chiyuv like that. Mihu, pshitolon, d'chol zman shebeza mikdash kayim, ein simcha ela b'basar. Still, only simcha was with meat, not salad. Shenemar, v'yazavachta, shlomim, v'achalta, sham, v'samachta, v'haikra, v'hagrizim ksiv, v'lo v'sham, simchas yontif ksiv, simchas yontif im yeshbo, b'choros, u'maiser, behema, ein tzarech lavi shlomim. If you have other kabanos, you have a maiser, behema, or a b'chor, you don't have to bring another simcha. It's like a lesser chiyuv. So you have toda to bring, that can count for your simcha. It's okay. For chagiga, no way. Okay, now we're going to explain all three opinions. Amar mar. Ein mevi'in toda b'chaga pet matos, b'bnei chometz sheba. So pshita, it's obvious, right? The Amar of Adab, Arayda of Yitzchak, v'amar la, Rav Shmuel, bar Ava, hacha b'ar ba'asar askinon. It's not on Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. So why can't I bring it Erev Pesach in the morning? What?
Why is it a problem bringing
it? Why is it a problem Erev Pesach? Because kachim lebeis apsil. You don't bring kachim that you can't eat it. So what's that? Erev Pesach, you only have a few hours to eat it. How are you eating 40 loaves of bread before this month? It's not possible. So what's going to happen? It's all going to become noser.
I mean, not all of it is chametz.
What?
Not all of 40 is chametz.
Correct. Only 30 of it. Or 10 of it. Either 10 or 30, I don't remember. The point is, it's a busy day. You're not going to have time. So don't bring a carbon that you can't finish eating it. So therefore, don't bring it Erev Pesach. You only have a few hours to eat so much. It's not going to happen. Don't bring. That's why we don't say Mezmel Soda on Erev Pesach. Because you don't. There's no carbon Toda. Now, right? That's what it means. Ain Mevi'in Kachin LeBeis HaPsul. Don't bring Kachin that are going to go to the garbage. Right? Number two. V'lo Ba'ateres Ibnei Shehu Yantif. You can't bring it on Shavuos, Kasavar, Nedarim Unedavos, Ain Kraven B'Yantif. Right? Don't bring it on Yantif. Avol Mevi Adim Todotso B'Chag HaSukkos. But a Chag HaSukkos you could. Ne'emas, when on Sukkos is it? Is that? Ilema B'Yantif Atmo. If is it on Yantif? V'amarta, we just said, V'lo Ba'ateres. You can't bring it on Shavuos. Ibnei Shehu Yantif. Ela B'Chal HaShamoid. It must be Chal HaMoid. Chal HaMoid Sukkos is okay. No reason why not. Reb Shimon Omer, no. Hare Omer, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Kol Shebo B'Chag HaMatzos, Bo B'Chag HaShavuos, B'Chag HaSukkos. Kol Shelo Bo B'Chag HaMatzos, Eino Bo B'Chag HaShavuos, B'Chag HaSukkos. Right? Maske Flo Reb Zera. 1 second, says Reb Zera. Hashta, Salute Misaltinon. You're allowed to pick, you're allowed on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to gather attached wood from the ground. You're going to go out to the yard, take branches off a tree, snip them off the tree, and make firewood out of that. Why? Because it's a tzorach yontif. So even though it's chol hamoed, it's a tzorach, it's all mutter. The darman and a davis, mabaya? What, you can't bring in a darman and a davis? I can't bring a toda? Chol hamoed tukis? Why not? Right? Why not? Right? Why not? You tell me because they're all in the same puzzle? What kind of answer is that? What kind of heckish is that? Right? What kind of comparison is that? Amar Abaye, you're right. Pahakrava, kuliyama below pligi deshari. Nobody holds it's a problem, says Rashi, b'chal shalmoid, on chal moed. Nobody holds it's a problem on chal moed. That's not what they're arguing about. Ki pligi, you know what they're arguing about? Lemekam oleha bebal ta'acher. How do you violate the Isser of Baal Ta'acher? Baal Ta'acher means, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, when you promise to bring a carbon, how long do I have to bring it? 100 years? No. You have to bring it sooner than that. How much time do I have? What?
1 year.
1 year? Some say 1 year. Some say 3 regalim. Which 3 regalim? The first 3 that appear? Or it starts at Sukkot, or it starts at Pesach, right? Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama holds, Shlolosh Regalim Amar Rachmana Afilu Shelo Kisidron, even not in order. Therefore, Afilu Shelo Kisidron, even not in order, right? So what the Tanakama say? He said, you can't bring a Toda on Pesach because it's Matzah. You can't bring it on Shavuos because it's Yontif. But you can bring it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. What does that mean? That means that was a good advice, right? What that meant was, if you menadev a carbon, bring it Sukkos right away. Bring a Chol HaMoed Sukkos right away. Why? Because the Baal Ta'acher is out of order.
Right.
Pesach, you can't bring it. Shavuos, you can't bring it. You're gonna be over in Avera. Right? Pesach, you can't bring it. It's chametz. Shavuos, you can't bring it. You can't bring it on the other. So bring a chol hamoed sukkos. It's a good advice. Bring it the first one you can. The first opportunity, go bring it. Reb Shimon Savar, no. Kisidron. In order to violate Baal Ta'acher, the 3 regalim have to be in order. What's the first one? Pesach. Right? Kisidron in, shalok kisidron low. So what did Reb Shimon say? Kol Shabba b'chag hamatzos. If you can bring it on Pesach, you can bring it on the other two. If you can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it on the two. He was talking about the etzem carbon? No. He was talking about how Baal Ta'acher works. How does it work? Pesach is the first one. Why? Because it's the first one of the Nisan. It's the year. According to this, the year starts in Nisan. Right? What? Rosh Hashanah's not a regal.
No, I'm saying Sukkot will be the first because it starts.
Right.
Your starts with Tishrei.
Right.
El.
What?
Your starts with El.
Right, but the pasuk says Chag HaMatzos first.
Yeah.
So the Baal Ta'acher starts where? On Pesach. So when he said was Kol Shabbat BePesach, what he meant to say was Pesach is the first regel that's going to come. So let's say you Menadev, what do you call it? Right before Shavuot. You have Shavuot to bring it, Sukkot, then Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. You have almost 2 years.
Why? You get the whole Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot again?
Right. Because it starts with Pesach.
It starts in order.
It goes in order.
If you don't get it in on Pesach,
I'm a Nadev the day after Pesach.
That's the gate to three.
I'm making Nadev the day after Pesach.
Okay.
So Shavuot doesn't count. Sukkot doesn't count. Now I start in order. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot.
Oh, so you have to go in order.
You have a whole long time. So that's what he meant to say. That anything that could be brought on Pesach could be brought on Shavuot. He wasn't talking about the Etzem Karban. He was talking about the time frame. Starts with Pesach. That's what he meant to say. Now, the third Shita. And if you want to read that gigantic Rashi, go through the whole thing what we just said. Where am I up to? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mevi Adam Todaso B'chag HaSukkos. What did he say? He said you could bring it on Sukkos. That's all he said. Now, is that all he said? Yes. He said you could bring it on Sukkos. Now, Amos, when is that? Ilema Chalamoid Tainu Tanakama. Tanakama already said that. Ella Yontif. Rather, he must mean it's a Yontif. The Kasavar, the Dar Munadavos, Craven Beyontif. Right? So the Nadir and the Dava can be brought on Yontif. Now, Maishlachaga Sukkot Tanakh. So, why do you pick Sukkot? Why do you pick Sukkot? If you hear the question?
Yeah.
If you can bring it any Yontif, why do you pick Sukkot? The answer is I'll tell you why. He has a very unique Shita in Baal Ta'acher. He has a very unique Shita. Rosa Rav Shimon, Latamei, Titania, Rav Shimon Omer, Lo Yomer Chaga Sukkot, Shabbat Kasav Medaver. When the Torah at the end says, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkos, we were just talking about Sukkos. The Pesukim before that.
Oh,
so why does the Torah mention again Sukkos? Right? Lama Nemar, Lomer, Shazeh Acharon. So the Tanakh Kama says, it's the last one. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Omer, Lomer, Shazeh Gorb. No, it's the only one. If you make a Neder, you only have to Sukkos to be Mekayim your Neder.
So if you made
an error, you have one day. You have one day, exactly. That's why he said Sukkos. Okay? He has a very unique sheet about Baal Ta'acher. Okay?
Can you get this across the board every other place it comes up?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, we are going to stop here because I got to the two dots, and we will pick up tomorrow at the two dots. Remember, we're doing that in the morning tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Good.